Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sam Dover. Millions of Australians will get a 3.75% wage increase with the Fair Work Commission handing down its annual wage review decision. The pay rise will come into effect from the 1st of July, with anyone on the minimum or an award wage set to see an increase. About 1 in 5 Australian workers, or 2.6 million people, will be affected by the changes. Fair Work Commissioner Justice Adam Hatcher says the cost of living crisis was one of the Commission's key considerations.
Our decision today is to increase the national minimum wage and all modern award minimum wage rates by 3.75%, effective from 1 July 2024. In determining this level of increase, a primary consideration has been the cost of living pressures that modern award-reliant employees, particularly those who are low-paid and live in low-income households, continue to experience.
However, the Australian Council of Trade Unions had been pushing for a 5% increase, which they say is needed to keep up with inflation rates. And Foreign Affairs Minister Penny Wong has criticised threats from opposition leader Peter Dutton that he would cut ties with the International Criminal Court. This comes as the ICC's chief prosecutor, Karim Khan, seeks arrest warrants for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his defense minister, as well as 3 members of Hamas's leadership, accusing them all of multiple war crimes. Speaking at a Senate estimates hearing, Penny Wong says that Peter Dutton's comments are reckless and undermine attempts to promote a rules-based order in the world.
And we do nothing to help make it happen by recklessly threatening to pull out of the bodies that uphold international law. That kind of talk may seem tough to some, but it undermines Australia's core security interests. For example, we cannot insist that China abide by international legal decisions in the South China Sea, but threaten to pull out of the International Criminal Court. We do nothing to shape the kind of region Australia needs by picking fights, blowing up relationships, or beating the drums of war.
And in tennis, Novak Djokovic's dream of a 25th Grand Slam title almost fell apart on a cold night at Roland Garros, but the Serbian battled back from one set down to beat Lorenzo Musetti in 5 sets. The reigning champion told reporters he was proud to share the court with Musetti in the latest ever French Open finish, which ended at around 3 a.m. Paris time.
I'm glad to be part of the history with Lorenzo, and I told him at the net that he, you know, played amazing and it was a great battle. And I know, of course, it's a tough one to swallow when you lose a match like this, but he, you know, can be proud of his performance.
I'm Sam Dover. This has been SBS News in Easy English.